You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm being joined by Colton, helping to hold him down, doing an amazing job. Being joined by Dave Shepard, always amazing. And I'm here with you, the most amazing listeners anywhere in North America. I don't know what anybody else is listening to right now, but they suck. Yeah, everybody else listening to anything else, they suck. The hell is their problem? You're here at a good place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I hang out here with you for 4 hours every night. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We talk about sports. And I try to do it in a fun way. People just yell and scream all day on TV, on the radio, and yelling and screaming and angry and know-it-alls. I don't know anything. Don't ask me how I got here. I have no idea. A couple of million people. Tons of millions of people have watched me online, and someone said, hey, let's put this guy on TV and radio. And so here I am. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We've talked about Aaron Judge. We've talked about Otani. We have talked about Brett Favre. We've talked about Robert Sarver. And then, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I gave you a new top six list. And because of all the misconduct in the world of sports, especially amongst owners, I'm giving you a top six list, or I have given you a top six list, of teams that need a new owner. Like right now. Here, we did it last hour. If you missed it, you missed the explanations, you can go ahead and listen on the free Odyssey app, where you can go ahead and hit rewind. Yeah, you know rewind. You used to do it on a VCR. Or maybe you've never used a VCR. You've used it on YouTube. Hit rewind, you get the full explanation. But here's the deal. Top six teams that need a new owner. At number six, I gave you the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. At number five, I gave you the Sacramento Kings. Vivek Ranadive is from India. Not a damn thing wrong with that. But he admitted not to knowing a thing about basketball, and then he wants to be involved in the personnel decisions? Come on, man. You're involved in technology, not pick and roll. What are you doing? At number four, the New York Knicks, they need a new owner. Their owner is throwing out legends like Charles Oakley. He's giving hundreds of millions of dollars away to Allen Houston and Stoudemire. And man, what have the Knicks won? Nothing. He didn't even buy the team. His daddy gave it to him. And number three, teams that need a new owner, Jerry Jones, is wishful thinking. I think the corpse of Jerry Jones in 20 years will be running the Cowboys. At number two, teams that need a new owner. What about the Suns? Yeah, they're in the news a lot. LeBron James thinks that they need a new owner. Chris Paul thinks that they need a new owner. And over the next several weeks, if the players, the Suns, really take a stand that we will not play for this man, I think they will have a new owner. Let's see if it happens. And at number one, the team in North America that needs a new owner the most, we went to the nation's capital, or Maryland. We went to Washington. The Commanders. Daniel Snyder needs to go. $10 million fine for just harboring a disgusting environment for any human being to work in, primarily if you're a woman. How about CNBC? Earlier this year, they pretty much highlighted another instance, and there were 40-plus instances of Daniel Snyder being accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault, and it's just tons of these cases. Take a listen to this one from earlier this year.
Now we're learning about new sexual harassment allegations made against the Washington Commanders owner, Dan Snyder. Former team employee Tiffany Johnston leveled the accusations at a hearing on Capitol Hill today.
I learned how to discreetly remove a man's unwanted hand from my thigh at a crowded dinner table at a busy restaurant to avoid a scene. I also learned later that evening how to awkwardly laugh when Dan Snyder aggressively pushed me towards his limo with his hand on my lower back, encouraging me to ride with him to my car. The only reason Dan Snyder removed his hand from my back and stopped pushing me towards his limo was because his attorney intervened and said, Dan, this is a bad idea. A very bad idea, Dan.
In a statement today, Dan Snyder denied the new allegations, but he once again apologized for past misconduct that took place within his organization. The league fined Washington $10 million last year after it investigated the team's workplace culture.
Man, I can go on about Dan Snyder suing that old couple who could no longer afford their tickets, FedEx Field falling apart, refusing to change the name. It took a George Floyd being murdered before he realized that, oh man, I got to change the name now. Swore up and down that he'd never do it. Just seems like an awful person. And all my friends in D.C. and in Virginia, Maryland, they deserve better than what they've gotten from Dan Snyder. It's been 20 years now, a little more than that. They don't need any more. I'm looking at Twitter. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Jay Feezy says, Bob Nutting, Pittsburgh Pirates. Completely sad. Yeah, that man doesn't want to spend a dollar. I think he has nickels and quarters and pennies just probably underneath his pillow. Not from the Tooth Fairy, just because he's cheap. 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Matt. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm awesome.
Great show.
Thanks.
Enjoyed a lot coming home from work. Barring like the, you know, the really extreme like Dan Snyder's and, you know, the guy from Phoenix that you brought up, I'd have to go on just the professional business and success level. I'm going to Detroit Lions. The Ford family has owned it forever. We have one playoff win in 30 years. They hang on to these coaches and talent for, you know, far too long. And even now, you know, who knows with Dan Campbell what's going to happen. But just on a business professional level, yes, they're not, you know, behind the scenes, you know, scumbags, but they are just not, you know, they're just not involved and they're not hungry for a Super Bowl.
Well, you're not digging Sheila right out of the gate?
I mean, it's the whole family. I mean, you know, they've never really, you know, hustled for the dough. I mean, mom came from Firestone. Dad was Ford. I mean, what can you do? You know, in the NFL, the pie is equally cut in terms of TV deals. So, you know, they've hung on to the Matt Millens and the Mariucci's and, you know, people like that for a long time. And burn bridges with great players like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. I mean, it's just like, you know, and we have a term out here. It's the SOL, the same old Lions, you know. And you look at it last week, it's just the same old Lions.
Well, thank you. I have to thank Dan Campbell for certainly providing us with funny quotes every week. And, more importantly, I think I might have a solution for you here, Matt. Can you invent the next car? Is there such a thing?
No.
I think then you're asked out, man. That's it.
In terms of what?
In terms of finding an owner for the team, man. Unless you're going to come up with a car or a vehicle, if you're going to come up with the next generation of modern ingenuity, then we're screwed.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. There's no way. And with the estate tax and everything like that.
Nah, forget it. Yeah, forget taxes. Yeah. The family invented cars, man. That's it. It's just,
right.
They're not going anywhere. So unless you can create a flying car, then maybe you have
a give me a franchise that has not won a playoff in 30 years, that has a following that is amazing, and that our Super Bowl is the draft every year, and we get all hyped up, and yet we still pay our $8,000 for two tickets for our season.
Yeah, well, okay, Matt. I don't want this to be a full therapy session, but that was pretty much the Browns until recently, so don't feel too bad, okay?
And look where they're at now.
Yeah, well, only for a little while. They paid their ass, and maybe they made a deal with someone they shouldn't have, but just give it some time. Give it some time. Come up with a flying car. You do it. Come up with a flying car, and then you can buy the Lions. Man, you want to talk about legacy? The Fords? Whew. Man, ain't letting go of that, man. Ford. Make the whole damn country roll around. Literally. Unless you're driving Japanese or German. Anyway, Tim is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Hey, look, yeah. I'm just going to get this out of the way real quick. I still haven't gotten my raise.
Where's your boss?
And I know
at?
You know what I'm talking about.
Where's your boss?
you want me to give him, you know, I know damn well you'll call him. I know you will.
Yeah.
And, but it makes me laugh. Anyway, the thing is Dan Snyder is a piece of garbage. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I've been a fan since I'm getting ready to turn 62.
Young
okay.
Man. Yeah.
So, I watched the first Super Bowl on a black and white TV. Sonny Jurgensen and Billy Kilmer, you know, playing in that game. So, believe me, I've been around a while, but man, I miss Jack Kent Cook so much, man. It's like, you know, when he gave up that team, when he died, you know, I was praying to God that his family would take it over, and they didn't. But I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I just pray to God that, you know, maybe they will, you know, do whatever needs to be done to take care of Dan Snyder, because, you know, it's not helping our team at all, man. All it does is, you know, be a pain in the ass to us, you know, and we don't need that. I mean, the last thing we need is that.
Well, let me ask you this. This is it. I got a bunch of callers I have to get to, but I want to ask you this. Do you think if we fast forward 5 years from now, is he still going to be the owner of the franchise?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Well, let's see what else takes place and occurs. He might be sick of it. He might be tired of the beating, and he may decide to cash out. Well, let's see, Tim.
Well,
I appreciate you.
Then again, maybe the NFL will decide to stand up and just get rid of his butt, you know?
Well, it's a little bit larger than that. You'd actually have to have the owners help push that button. And that's a similar case in any sport. If you want to remove an owner, it's going to have to be voted on by the other owners. And the only way the other owners will push the button, the eject button on your ass, is if you're screwing up the money. Because to a certain degree, you know, none of these owners want to have or allow a precedent to be set where, quote unquote, if I make a mistake, they'll hit the eject button on me next. Because if you set the precedent that this guy gets the boot, then it's going to be easier for me to get the boot or for him to get the boot. And so, like a lot of situations, it's an old boys club. It's like, hey, I'm here, you're here. And if something goes on, I ain't see nothing. I don't know nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with me. And I'm going to turn a blind eye because I don't want you coming to get me next. And it should be real simple, right? Don't be a jackass. Don't screw up. Don't get into trouble. Don't commit crimes. Don't treat people like trash. It should be easy, right? What do we have, a new owner? Because these people are humans. They have money. They have power. They have influence. And, yeah, they abuse it. What's the next case that we hear about? Whether it's a criminal matter, potential criminal matter with a Robert Kraft, or whether it's a DUI with an earsay, or whether we go to a Sarver mistreating people. I mean, we can go to the Portland Trailblazers, albeit not the owner, Neil O'Shea. I mean, we can go on and on about the terrible treatment. People utilize and abuse their power every day. It's not just in the world of sports. I mean, this is happening in offices and workplace settings all over. And not just America. It's a human thing. If you feel that you can step on somebody to get what you want or get away with things, people do it. It's nasty. It's disgusting. And so it's not just a problem in sports. It's a human problem. And this is why we can all do a better job of treating people better. And so whether you're a billionaire or a 100,000-aire or a millionaire, or whether you just so happen to sit in a corner office or you wear the title of manager, like, who cares? Like, those are titles. Like, treat people like people. Now, one thing that I pride myself on, and I always try to remind myself, because I ain't perfect either, but I'm going to treat people like people. And so I don't give a damn if you're a professional athlete. I don't care if you're an owner. I don't care if you're the quote-unquote low person on the totem pole. I don't give a damn who anybody is. I don't. You got to treat people like people first. You can respect folks for their position and for what they accomplished, but it doesn't matter where you fall on the economic scale. People deserve to be treated like people. And so if somebody, you see someone treating somebody like crap, call them out on it. We got enough jerks running around here, and I want to use another word. It's a part of the anatomy. It's in your rear end. We got a lot of those running around. We don't need any more. And so whether you are Chris Paul and you are making $40 million and your boss is making billions and you see how he treats people, or whether or not you see someone being mistreated at your own workplace, like, we got enough people that get treated like garbage. We don't need no more of that. You see something, call it out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about owners who need to go the hell away. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day after on your show.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number. Well, I'll tell it to you again, damn it. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we've gone through the list of terrible owners and awful owners, and I had Robert Sarver here at number two on the list of organizations that need a new owner, the Suns. And number one, I gave you the Washington Commanders. And earlier on Wednesday, you know, Adam Silver decided to speak. You know, we know that the punishment was levied yesterday, $10 million, a one-year banishment by the NBA for Robert Sarver. And, you know, utilizing the N-word multiple times, and just being told that you should not say that word, being disrespectful to women in the workplace, calling out a pregnant woman and, oh, you're not going to be able to do the job good enough. And it just disgusting things, crude and crash jokes. And, well, here's the deal. There are a lot of people who have said that Robert Sarver needs to completely get the boot. Like, he doesn't deserve the team. He needs to be removed like Donald Sterling was back in 2014. And so, Adam Silver, earlier today, or Wednesday, I should say, he was asked why Robert Sarver was not forced to sell the Suns similar to Donald Sterling. This is what Adam Silver had to say.
I think everybody in this room would agree that if any of us had said or done even a small percentage of the things that...
I have certain authority by virtue of this organization, and that's what I exercised. I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved, and I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level. But to me, the consequences are severe here on Mr. Sarver.
Yeah, so what's the difference? Well, we know that Donald Sterling was very direct in his comments, which were just blatantly racist and outwardly racist towards the players, the individuals of which he quote-unquote owned. That's certainly how he took the approach. It's like, oh, I saved these black folks. And some of the things he said went past that. Not necessarily the case with Robert Sarver. Now, you almost heard a little bit of it. Howard Beck has been covering the NBA forever. He has zero you-know-whats to give. And so Howard Beck, he asked Adam Silver, you know, why is it different for owners versus anyone else who works in the league? I want you to listen to Howard Beck, the question that he posed, and just listen to the response here.
I think everybody in this room would agree that if any of us had said or done even a small percentage of the things that Robert Sarver has been shown to have said and done, we would be fired. And I assume that anybody working at Olympic Tower, if they had done even a percentage of that, would be fired. And anybody who worked for any of your 30 teams would easily be fired. Why would there be a different standard? And understanding the complications of removing an owner, why should there be a different standard for the owner of an NBA team than there would be for everybody who works in this league?
Fair question. I don't want to say you alluded to it, Howard, that there are particular rights here of someone who owns an NBA team as opposed to somebody who's an employee. The equivalent of a $10 million fine and a one-year suspension, I don't know how to measure that against a job, but I have certain authority by virtue of this organization, and that's what I exercised.
Oh, that's the lawyer talking. He's not going to throw everybody under the bus, but we know the double standards exist. You know, Adam Silver is the best commissioner in professional sports. He is. Now, having said that, he still has to protect his ass and he has to protect the league. He can't come out and say what I can say or you can say is that these double standards do exist. They're not fair. And yeah, his ass should be gone. Because first and foremost, he is a lawyer. And second of all, his job is to represent the interests of the league, regardless of how good of a commissioner he has been. And there are a lot of people who feel that he dropped the ball. Does Robert Sarver deserve to be the owner of the Suns? And I said this at the beginning of the show. No, he doesn't deserve to own the Suns or to own the Suns. But I completely understand with Adam Silver's position from a business perspective. Let the players go ahead and push back. Let the sponsors push back. If you don't want them there, hey, we know who has the power. It's the guys who go play. Let's see if they use it. 855-212-4CBS. If you have to think about professional franchises and teams that need new ownership, who would it be? Ray is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, JR? How are you?
Excellent.
So I'm shocked that no one has said this, but here in California, we all know that the Oakland A's need a new owner, and it's long overdue.
Yeah, man. Are they going to stick around? Are they putting that stadium over by the port? Or are we going to move this team to Vegas? Is Oakland going to miss another team? Like, what's going on?
It feels like we're living a real-life major league. I'm shocked that Charlie Sheen isn't out on the mound pitching for us. Like, I mean, they're – it's like they're putting a product on the team, on the field, just trying to lose so they can move them. That owner is so far gone. I mean, Oakland's a great city. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a great city. It's a great sports town. And it just feels like he just wants to do everything he can to move this team out of here and move it to Vegas and follow the Raiders. And it's just terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
I have been to Oakland many times over. It's one of my favorite cities to visit in all of the United States of America. And it personally hurts me to know that not only have the Warriors been sent to the other side of the bay, not only have the Raiders moved out to the desert, but it is personally upsetting to me that there's a potential that the A's can move as well. It is, to say it's not fair is like, okay, what in life is fair? But it's just terrible. Oakland is an excellent city. It's an amazing sports town. And to think that they could move is, it's just a matter of politics. And it really sucks. It really does.
Yeah. No, this ownership group's been terrible for forever. I mean, how many good teams have we put on the field and they just won't keep them together? The Mark Mulders and the Barry Zitos and the Tejadas and now Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Josh Dye. I mean, I can go on and on about all the players that they just refuse to pay and keep these teams together to win because, like I said, the ownership group's just so horrible.
Well,
you know, and now they don't want to build the stadium. They don't want to help the city do anything to build this stadium. They just want to get out of Dodge and go out to the desert just like the Raiders did. And like I said, this ownership group, it is so beyond horrible.
Yeah, people, it's unfortunate. Folks follow the money. And then when we deal in billionaires, they certainly appreciate corporate welfare, something that isn't necessarily needed. Ray, I thank you for calling from Sactown, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Sacramento. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Let's talk to Matt. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
I just want to say that, first off, I like your show. Every night I listen to it. And you're pretty brilliant when it comes to talking about sports. You know what you're talking about. And second off, when your topic tonight, I agree with you about the Commanders. Well, first off, the name. That sucks. But, that owner, he needs to go. Totally disrespecting women and all that. But my pick would be here in Pittsburgh, Bob Nutting for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, absolutely. He's
the
cheap.
Top, but he's up there.
Yeah, he's cheap. This man he accused the fans of not showing up, and that's why he doesn't spend money. And a few years ago, when the team was actually good, he decided not to spend money anyway. So why is he lying like a piece of crap?
Yeah, that's what he does. And then every time we get a good player, he gets rid of him for the money. He doesn't care. He's more money. Like you were just talking about billionaires, a lot of them, they're all about the money, most of them.
Yeah, well, didn't he make his money off of paper? Am I screwed up? It's from paper, right?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
I don't know. Maybe as we move into a digital space, maybe he'll disappear. I don't know.
Get rid of him or something would happen. Maybe he sells the team. Somebody comes in and offers him.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be listening. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout outs to all my friends listening in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm not serving lip service here. Like, I love travel. I love the intricacies of different cities. I love history. And so, yeah, I can tell you I love Oakland. I do. I also love Pittsburgh. I really do. I love Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. You can go in and kind of disappear in and out to different places and different bars and restaurants. And I enjoy Pittsburgh. It's pretty cool. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then, unfortunately, I got to roll out. I can't be here forever. I would. I can't. Trust me. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I can go all night. Well, that's confusing. Let me not say that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I've been listening to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, thank you, Colton. It's about giving it away now. And giving it away and giving it away and giving it away now. And shout-outs to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, we have owners who need to, quote-unquote, give it away. It's in their teams. Look, if you missed a minute of the show, it's at JR Sport Brief. First of all, I tweet the show out afterwards. But then you can listen on the free Odyssey app. And so we have gone through a top six list of owners who need to give their teams away. 6, the Angels. 5, the Kings. 4, the Knicks. 3, the Cowboys. 2, the Suns. And number 1, the Washington football team. Yeah, their owner, Daniel Snyder, he needs to just get shot up to Mars or the moon or anywhere. Doesn't need to be here at all. And thank you to Chim the Animal. Thank you, Chim. He tweeted me. I can't repeat everything he just said to me. He says, your show is the you-know-what. Only host I'm mad when I tune in and I'm not on. Well, I'm sorry. Can I take a day off from time to time? I'm not a machine. I'm not a robot. I need a day off. Hey, Shep, what do you think I'll do on my day off?
Work and study.
Study what?
Study your craft.
What craft?
The craft of being on television and the radio. You don't take a day off, JR. Let's be real about that for a second.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, man. And I don't like that crap either.
Well, now you're just making us hungry. Speaking of Kraft, I'm surprised someone didn't bring him up, by the way.
Robert Kraft?
You're damn right.
If you're a fan of the Patriots, can you be mad? Can you want Robert Kraft removed? You don't want that.
You know what, JR? A lot of people understood that it was Michael Jordan, not Jerry Reinsdorf. And Jerry Reinsdorf got exposed when 23 left the building. And I think that can be said this instance. When Tom Brady left the building 3 years ago, we now see what they are.
But Robert Kraft had to hire the coach and the staff. And he had to babysit Tom Brady when Bill Belichick hurt his feelings. Like, come on.
Okay, I'll give you that. I would say that was more Jonathan. I think he played a more vital role in Tom Brady wanting to stay a little longer than he should have under Bill Belichick. But
okay,
we'll go with Robert Kraft and the surrogate grandfather.
Hey, Colton is hanging out here with us as well. Hey, Colton, would if you're a Patriots fan, would you want to get rid of Robert Kraft? Would you want him gone?
No, you're winning. Why would you want him gone?
Yeah, touche. Well, maybe not so much right now.
Yeah, Colton, pay attention. What have they won the last 3 seasons? Come on.
Listen. Robert Kraft finally has something to complain about. Rich people love complaining, don't they? And now he has something to complain about. Where's my championship? And what's up with my draft picks? It's just hilarious to me. You know, Bill Belichick is like, man, get off my damn back, bro. Like, leave me alone. And where you been for the past 20 years? Shut up. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. Go ahead, Ralph, quickly.
Hey, Jared, really quick. So far, I want to say, I live in Miami, especially I came from Haiti, so I basically enjoy soccer and basically basketball. But ever since I come, I try to enjoy a new sport. I got to the Dolphins. But to be honest with you, the Marlins is a team that I cannot get to. So I feel like they're only me to go. Derek Jeter quit, and that's actually telling me they have a problem. And especially we've been sitting there, like they made the playoffs in the bubble. But now it's just like we're still sitting like 2 years down. They still haven't done nothing with the team again.
Well, so it's you said it all. I mean, Derek Jeter came in with Bruce Sherman and then said, this ain't the direction that we're going in. Derek Jeter doesn't take me as someone who's going to quit unless it's a complete disaster. And he ain't slapping his name on a disaster. But all things considered, man, it's the Marlins, bro. Like, it's the Marlins. It's like, hey, let's win a championship and then sell everybody. It doesn't matter who owns the team or what iteration. It's like there's always belt tightening. Miami, for a baseball side, it's a tough, tough market. Can the Dolphins thrive? Yes, and absolutely. Can the Heat thrive? Yes, and absolutely. Baseball in Miami? Playing in that ugly spaceship that they got down there? Oh, it's tough going. Maybe all that pitching will pay off sooner than later, but yeah, it's Sherman seems to be a crap owner. At least they retain the general manager. Maybe she can do a nice job moving forward. I'm not sure. Marty is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, hey, JR. Hey, man, I'll tell you, you were spot on with your list, man. You were spot on. Man, Daniel Snyder, you were spot on with that. I mean, he's worse. One of the worst owners that I have witnessed. And I've been a Redskins fan all my life. But one team I thought you should have mentioned, I love the list, but for honorable mention, should have been the Washington Wizards. Man, tell you, oh, my God, man. I mean, that is another dysfunctional organization. I mean, we've never been the same since Abe Holand. I mean, the only thing we got going for is the hockey team. Man, he does do good with the Caps. But far as the Wizards, man, he always put mediocrity on the court every year. It's never – I mean, we never get our hopes up for the Wizards. I haven't watched a Wizards game in 2 years. I mean, it's not worth watching. Wow. Because you always put trash on the court.
You mean to tell me you're not excited for Bradley Beal and broken Kristaps Porzingis?
Oh no, Bradley is a role player. I mean, he's not a number one. And you just said broken Porzingis. I mean, oh my gracious! But no, none of us are thrilled about this. None of the true fans of Washington, we are not thrilled with the team they put together. We are not thrilled with that.
Well, thank you, Marty, for calling from D.C. If Kristaps Porzingis is good for anything, it's just changing lights. You got lights in your house, and I mean, they could be recessed lights. They could be in a lamp. Like, that's the one thing he's good at, changing bulbs. Because, man, him playing basketball, if Kristaps Porzingis is any indication of what we will see, hey, Shep, what's the skinny guy that just got drafted by Oklahoma City with the busted foot?
It's Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren. I mean, they're similar body types. Kristaps Porzingis is about 2 inches taller than him. But they're basically built the same. Kristaps Porzingis can't walk on a crack in the sidewalk without his knee giving way. And he literally folds up like an accordion. Kristaps Porzingis is a gigantic human being. I've met a lot of people, 7'1". I've met Dikembe Mutombo, 7'1". Man, I've spoken to Yao Ming, and Yao Ming is bigger than Kristaps. Kristaps Porzingis, I met this man. He had to, like, lean and bend over to talk to me like he was an accordion. And it's just like, whoa, my God, I hope you don't break just trying to speak. And it's what he does. He's flying up and down on a basketball court. I mean, I have no idea how his body's going to last. It hasn't already. God bless Chet Holmgren. Be nice when he comes back from his busted foot. And maybe he'll last. Adam is calling from New Hampshire.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for always getting us to think about things. I'm really loving, hoping for your take on how Silver's verdict on the Suns owner, what that means for players who have stepped out, stepped up, if you will, and, you know, made things happening to human beings, as you framed it, you know, social things, a reality of what they do. Like, does it box them in? Do you think they're going to have a response for this? What do you think it should be? What's your take on that?
Well, I kind of talked about that 2 hours ago. I'll give you a quick summation. The only thing that will move things along here are the players, or one of our callers said it, I'm not going to take credit for it, are sponsors. I can understand Adam Silver and his position as commissioner. What Sarver did is really be a jerk and a full ass, but it's not on the level of Donald Sterling to have him removed, especially with the precedent that's been set. When you have LeBron James, who is the most influential and most powerful player in the league, speaking out against the decision, and you pretty much have the same from Chris Paul, who is the second most powerful, even though he's no longer the president of the Players Association, you are really setting the standard for, hey, if we, the Phoenix Suns or any other players, don't want to participate or play for an owner like Robert Sarver, it's really going to push Adam Silver against the wall. It may push publicly and privately Robert Sarver, his back up against the wall to say, hey, I need to go. And so that's something that we might see over the next weeks, several weeks. So I'd say stay tuned, Adam, okay?
All right, I'd have a follow-up, but thanks for the synopsis.
No doubt about it. Appreciate you for calling from New Hampshire. I think he said he had a follow-up. Hey, tweet me your follow-up, man, and I'll respond to you. At JR Sport Brief, I'll get back to you. Bobby, quickly, and when I say quickly from Baltimore. Go ahead.
JR, what's going on, brother? Long-time listener. I call you about once or twice a week. Thank you for taking my call again. Guy asked me who the worst ownership in sports is, and Jerry Jones, but now I keep thinking about it, and there's Peter Angelos from the Orioles. We win despite the lack of support from ownership, and they wanted to move. The rumors were they wanted to move the team to Nashville, and we keep winning despite management.
Yeah,
I can't say the same for the Cowboys. I can't say the same for anybody else, because the Cowboys don't win.
It's a family affair, and we talked about a similar situation with Oakland. I would be shocked if the Orioles left. Like I can't imagine. I'd be surprised if that took place. But what do I know? Wilder things have happened in the world of sports. If you told me that the Sonics wouldn't be in Seattle, I'd be like, what are you talking about? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. That means I gotta shut up and leave. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We're obviously going to talk about Thursday night football tomorrow night. You got Chiefs and Chargers. Thank you, Colton. Thank you, Shep. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is up next. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.